It's time for our regular weekly feature, Act Locally Waco, on KWBU.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Brody Bashaw.
And I'm Allison Abel. Art on Elm kicks off today with the preview party Splash on the Color. That's from 6:30 until 8:30 tonight, and it's the opening of the juried artist exhibit. Also tonight, the Brazos Nights concert series is one of the downtown traditions of spring and summer in Waco, and it gets kicked off tonight with Mavis Staples and the Peterson Brothers. It's a free concert in Indian Spring Park, and that's tonight from 7 until 10.
And it's also First Friday. This is when downtown businesses join together and offer extended hours, live music, specials, and more. You can easily spot the First Friday businesses that are marked by balloons.
On Saturday, Farm Day celebrates 41 years at World Hunger Relief. There will be live music, farm fresh lunch for sale, hay rides, petting zoo, story time, and more. The World Hunger Relief Farm is at 356 Spring Lake Road in Waco, and Farm Day runs from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m., and it's free.
And Art on Elm continues on Saturday. It's a free pop-up art exhibition on historical Elm Avenue, featuring local artists, musicians, craft, and food vendors, and children's activities. Saturday will include an expanded youth art exhibit brought to you by Waco Cultural Arts Fest, Cultural Arts of Waco, and sponsor partners.
Also on Saturday, the Junior League of Waco will have their Passy Fair from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Dewey Center. It's a great opportunity for parents to learn how they can benefit from some free local services and experts. There'll be free diapers, free baby products, and a free lunch for you and your family. The Dewey Community Center is located at 925 North 9th Street.
The citywide Palm Sunday worship celebration, The Gathering, will be Sunday evening from 6:30 until 8:30 at McLean Stadium. Admission is free, but limited to the first 45,000.
It's a celebration that isn't only spiritually impacting, but also impacts local food pantries. Everyone is asked to bring at least 2 canned goods, so this event will continue to have a positive impact once it's over.
And looking ahead to Tuesday, with the summer months quickly approaching, having a list of summer camps and organizations that provide care during the summer months and year-round is helpful.
On Tuesday, April 11th, from 5:30 until 7:30 at Midway High, organizations across our community are getting together to showcase their summer programs. It's a showcase of businesses and organizations around the Waco Hewitt Woodway area that offer young students activities during the summer months and year-round. It's free, and you do not have to be a Midway student to attend.
Then on Wednesday, Magnolia is setting aside the night for an event exclusively for locals. Wednesday at the Silos, there will be live music, food trucks, locals-only private shopping hours, and an Easter egg hunt for the kids. Free parking will be available in the gravel lot on 8th Street. That's Wednesday from 6:30 until 9:30 p.m., and don't forget your Easter basket.
On Thursday will be the 26th Annual Champagne and Luncheon-Style Show. That's Thursday from 10:30 a.m. till 1 p.m. at the Waco Convention Center.
And there are lots of other activities. We just don't have time to list all of those. You can find those at actlocallywaco.org for that full calendar. Allison, thank you so much for being here again.
Thank you.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.